Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone for joining me today because I think this is going to be one of the most important shows we've ever done. We are going to do a very deep dive into a very deep and very dark rabbit hole called Balenciaga. And I have information about Balenciaga that I do feel mainstream media and most non-mainstream media are not going to tell you. And I also want to tell you that I have a very unique perspective on it because many of you probably don't know, I am a musician and an artist, and I understand very well artistic license. I understand very well dark imagery, and we're going to get into that in a little bit because I think what I'm going to reveal to you is going to shock the hell out of you, and you're going to wonder why nobody is telling you about this. First off, let me say this. I do realize that today Brittany Griner was freed from a Russian prison. And in exchange, we sent one of the biggest arms dealers we've ever captured to Russia. Very good. Very good job, Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, everybody's cheering. You got an American home. Yay. She broke the law in a foreign country. Remember, she hated this country. Remember, this country sucks. This country's no good. This country's terrible. So she goes to another country, and she breaks their laws. She's imprisoned in that country for breaking their laws. And the best that the Biden administration can come up with is, we'll give you an arms dealer of epic proportion in exchange for some girl who smoked pot in your country. Let's be glad that Joe Biden isn't the GM trading for any major sports team, right? Or he'd get a third-string double-A player for a starting pitcher. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we'll tackle that subject another time because you may not have noticed, we're going to stretch this show to 90 minutes today because there's just so much information. For the benefit of people who literally have been living in a cave, Balenciaga is a fashion company, a very, very high-end fashion company. When I say high-end, I mean hoodies that are going for $2,000 plus, sweaters that are going for $2,500 plus. They are a fashion company for the very, very, very elite and rich. And recently they come under fire because they had an ad campaign that featured very, very, very young children. And in this ad campaign, visually, among other things, which we'll deep dive into in a minute, you could see these children holding teddy bears that clearly were dressed in bondage and S&M gear. So they came under fire for that and issued an apology saying, we really had no idea. In retrospect, terrible idea. We're sorry if we offended anyone. We're suing the set designers and the photography company that we hired to do this particular ad campaign for $25 million. Okay, on the surface, that's the story. Do a little bit of a deep dive into Balenciaga because they're full of baloney. They are absolutely full of it. Now, you're going to get their apologists saying, well, those bears appeared before, and this dark imagery that they're talking about with Balenciaga, you have to understand that some of the founders of Balenciaga, they were war refugees. And they wanted very desperately to make their fashion design and their models look as though they were war refugees. And if you want to go into Balenciaga's history, you will find that some of those people did indeed give off that vibe. They were cloaked in odd and dark clothing. They were in areas that looked very barren and void of humanity. There was definitely a look on their models, their of-age models, that screamed, you know, war refugee to a certain extent. Piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. Suppose you tell me what being a war refugee has to do with holding a teddy bear that's in bondage gear. Now, full disclosure here. As I said, I'm a musician and an artist. And I understand dark imagery. And I understand the reason that some people use it. And I can also understand that very sensitive people sometimes jump to ridiculous conclusions. Remember when everybody said, Ozzy Osbourne's a devil worshiper? Until we found out he couldn't use the remote control. And he had no idea. He was a normal family guy. He was just using dark imagery to port an image that he wanted to portray to fans because it's a selling point. Let's not forget that Alice Cooper uses this kind of imagery all the time, and he's a Christian. So I do understand. I understand art. I understand cutting-edge art. I understand dark imagery. I understand all of that stuff. And if I truly and honestly thought that that's what was going on here, then I would tell you that. And I would say, I think everybody is wrong and they're jumping to conclusions. I think these people are just edgy artists who want to portray some kind of an image, but they're not rock stars. They're not painters. They make clothing. You don't need an image to make clothing. Now, maybe if they said, we make clothing for goth and metal, I could see them using dark imagery to convey that because the crowd that they want to attract would be the crowd that would wear that, much like rock musicians are attempting to reach a crowd that appreciates their image. But this is a clothing company. I've just told you that $2,500 sweaters. How many kids do you know that might be into dark imagery or teenagers or even young adults that might be, I like Ozzy. Yeah, you're going to spend $2,500 for a sweater that looks, nerdy? I don't think so. So this is why they're full of crap. One thing they're not full of crap about is this. You absolutely present the image you want based upon what you think your customer base is. You're not going to be a heavy metal band and go out there dressed like, 50s musicians because you're not going to reach your target audience. Your target audience is going to be reached when you dress appropriately. Same way if you're country, same way if you're rap, right? So when Balenciaga does these type of photo shoots, they fully understand the customer base they're trying to reach. And it's not you. And it's not me. So who exactly is it? Well, that's what we're going to deep dive into. But before we start, I want to say this. I've had a lot of people say, well, you're doing exactly what you hate the left for. You're trying to cancel somebody based upon their whatever. My friends, opposing the blatant exploitation and or abuse of a child is not cancel culture. It's speaking up for the innocent. There's a big difference. If they want to do this kind of crap with their models and they're of age, go for it. I don't care what you do. You want to pose some of these models half naked in a bathtub full of blood holding a skull above a, picture of the devil, go for it. They're adults. You're going to reach your target audience, and whoever your target audience is, fine. I guess you know them better than me. But when you start involving children who have no idea what you're doing, and you're just exploiting them for your own purposes, then I think it's more than fair for someone to jump into the fray and ask you why you're doing it. Now, they've been doing this for years, folks. So this, by the way, the apology was, if we've offended anyone. What do you mean, if you've offended anyone? To those we've offended, well, are there people who weren't offended? Are you not offended that a four-year-old is holding a sadomasochistic-dressed teddy bear? And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We're about to get into more things in that ad campaign. You see, once upon a time, and they won't tell you this, once upon a time, there was a photographer who went to different countries, and he photographed small children holding what he said was their prized possessions. So you got a lot of pictures of 4 and 5 year olds holding mostly toys or whatever their prized possession was, and the photo shoot looked eerily familiar to Balenciaga's. In other words, this photographer, who is totally innocent, decided, I'm going to do a book or an article, I don't know which it was, on children in different countries, photograph them holding their most prized possessions, some of them standing on a couch, some of them sitting in a chair, wherever it happened to be, and I'm going to post these pictures. And in a way, it's a feel-good sort of a thing. You say, oh, look at these little four-year-olds, and their prized possession is this teddy bear. Their prized possession is this toy. Their prized possession is whatever it happens to be. Balenciaga bastardized that and said, oh, well, why don't we do a similar photo shoot, except we're going to insinuate that the prized possession of these children are S&M bears and various forms of, because placed upon that photo shoot set were far more than just a sadomasochistic dressed teddy bear. You had alcoholic beverage cans. Where does that come from? It's a four-year-old. How come there's an alcoholic beverage can in his room? Handcuffs. Oh, are those his prized possessions? Is that what you're trying to say? Are you trying to indicate that this four-year-old's prized possessions are all of these bondage gear things and alcohol and various things that he shouldn't have? Interesting. Now, Balenciaga is going to say, well, I mean, we hired somebody to do the photo shoot. We didn't know. That is also baloney. The reason that's baloney is as follows. Balenciaga is a very high-end fashion company. They hire not one, not two, but a plethora of people to check every single aspect of an ad campaign and put their stamp of approval on it. Likewise, the photographer, who we'll get to in a minute, said, all I did was take the picture. That's all I'm hired to do. I don't put the setup. I don't put any of the props in place. When they tell me they're ready to shoot, I stick my head in the room and I take the picture. Baloney. Baloney. And I'll tell you why. If I stuck my head in that room and I saw that child holding that, and I looked around and said, what's all these handcuffs and beer cans and various things? I don't have to take that picture. I can say, yeah, this isn't feeling right to me, and I think you better get yourself somebody else, correct? Well, maybe there's a reason that this photographer didn't want to do that. This photographer's name is Gabriel Gabbertini. I'm going to mess up his name. Galberti, I'm sorry. Photographer's name is Gabriel Galberti. And just interestingly enough, Gabriel Galberti tweeted one time, why are we restricting child pornography but not guns? Well, that's a very interesting thing to say, because even if you're against guns, even if you're against, you know, even if you want all guns seized from the American citizen, why are you equating it to child pornography? That statement basically means, if you can have guns, I can have child porn. Oh, I thought this was the guy who said, I don't have anything to do with this. I just point my camera at the picture and take it. Baloney. Who tweets that? Ask yourself, who tweets that? I could see him tweeting, why are we restricting, why aren't we restricting guns to the Ukraine, but we're restricting guns here or vice versa or whatever you happen to be, is the first thing you think of when you're trying to set an example of one thing against another, is the first thing you think of child porn? Well, apparently it is for this guy. So why should I believe him when he says, I didn't know any of this. I didn't know a single bit of this. This is coming. Shocking. Just shocking. Yeah, I'm sure it's shocking to you. I'm sure it's very shocking. But this is not the only time. Now, let's be honest. If this company had have only done this one time and said, my God, I don't know. We must have had a brain fart. Somehow this passed our editors. We didn't see it. And by the way, I'm going to go into some more things they might not have seen. Maybe you could say, okay, Balenciaga, let it slip. They made a mistake. Whoever set up the design is a pervert. Whoever did the stage setup is a pervert. And somehow they didn't catch it. They're idiots. And they are responsible. But, okay. But that's not what happened, folks. Guess what else is on the table? Hidden. And remember, when I tell you these photo shoots are set up, somebody has to go onto a set, and every single thing that's going to be seen in that picture is placed there for a reason. Nothing is there by accident. You just don't walk into somebody's room and say, well, whatever's here is here. It's a set design. There's a paper lying on the table. If you zoom in on that paper, you will find out that it's a Supreme Court ruling that says virtual child pornography, meaning pornography that depicts artificial children, 3D animated children, in sexual ways, is protected speech. That's what's sitting on the table of a photo shoot with a four-year-old holding a sadomasochistic dressed teddy bear. Why did they place it there? What message are you trying to send? Let's go back to my reference on heavy metal. When Ozzy Osbourne places all these occult symbols, yeah, he's trying to say, I'm dark, I'm evil, I'm a character. And we know he's not. We know who Ozzy Osbourne really is. When Alice Cooper has the big stage shows and he has the monsters and everything, he's trying to say, Alice Cooper is a very dark guy. Yeah, he's a Christian who plays golf with President Trump. We understand you're portraying a character. We get it. It's like horror movie stuff. Nobody accuses a horror film director of being a Satanist because they use satanic imagery because their film is about it. Nobody accuses Stephen King of being a Satanist or some kind of occultist because he has books about it. We get it. But explain to me, when you're trying to sell overpriced clothing to adults, what the hell that has to do with a ruling from the Supreme Court that says virtual child pornography is protected speech. I'll wait. The answer is, there is no answer. It was placed there to send a message. And what's the message? Yay, we get virtual child pornography. Yay, there's a little boy holding a teddy bear that's all dressed up in bondage, and his most prized possessions are on the table in front of him, and they're handcuffs and booze and candles. Yeah, okay. Okay. But folks, they've done it before. All you have to do, by the way, Balenciaga's wiped all their social media stuff, so you won't be able to see the horror show that was there, but because they're so innocent. It's only happened this one time, and it's just totally innocent. But let's wipe all of our stuff away so nobody can see it, right? You know what that's the equivalent of? That's the equivalent of some guy saying, I accidentally downloaded one illegal image, so I deleted my whole hard drive. Yeah, I don't think so, my friend. Anyway, there's another image involving a girl sitting in a lawyer, well, looks like a lawyer's office. has her feet up on the desk. Looks like a typical ad campaign for clothing. She's obviously a professional model, not even particularly a dark or foreboding image. It's just a fashion model with her feet on the desk, dressed up to the nines in Balenciaga clothing. Kind of innocuous, right? Until you look in the background. When you look in the background, you will find that on her bookshelf, top shelf, only book there, is a book by Michael Borman called Fire from the Sun. So look up what Fire from the Sun is, and you will find out that Fire from the Sun is a book filled with images of children, mostly nude, in very violent, sometimes cannibalistic and apocalyptic scenarios. That's what it is. That's all that it is. Now, this guy can say all he wants. Well, I'm an artist, and I'm edgy, and I'm using a child's innocence against the backgrounds of war and violence and horrible things to depict the evils of mankind. You can give me all the word salad you want. If you're a grown man and your idea of art is taking nude pictures of children in violent poses, you need a psychiatrist. There's other forms of art. How come you don't have a book on something else then? How come this isn't just one of your very many books depicting all sorts of different things? No, no, no. This guy sticks to taking nude pictures of children in horrible, violent poses. Oh, but it's there in the Balenciaga shot. But they never done this before. Why, how dare you suggest such a thing? Now let's take a better look at another ad where there are three rolls of tape on the ground. Two rolls of tape says Balenciaga. I don't know why Balenciaga, a fashion company, would have rolls of what looks like duct tape or whatever it is, but okay. You want to get your brand name out there? Fine. However, the third roll of duct tape, or whatever kind of tape it is, says Balenciaga, but it's spelled B-A-A-L-N-C-I-A-G-A, not B-A-L-A-N-C-I-A-G-A. B-L-L-E, I mean B-A-L-E. Well, is that a mistake? Gee, we were manufacturing rolls of tape, and all of them had the right spelling except one. And the one that didn't have the right spelling made it into the photo shoot accidentally, and we just didn't notice that it was spelled B-A-A-L. That's just our error. Except it now spells Bale Enciaga, and if you divide those words, Bale and Ciaga, it means Baal is king. Baal is a demon. You heard me right. Baal is a demon. And to be perfectly honest, folks, it's not just a demon. I mean, in some, we're going to get into that, but in some religions, it's the it's a god that you sacrifice children to. In some religions, it's Satan himself. In some religions, it's a god of fertility. But nonetheless, you think that's an accident? You think it's an accident that Baal and Ciaga is on a piece of tape when it means Baal is king? Why is a fashion company trying to be a Beatles Sgt. Pepper album cover? Oh, we've got all kinds of hidden Easter eggs in there, and all of them involve Satanism and child pornography. That's a very interesting thing to have Easter eggs over, huh? Satanism and child pornography. That's what we have for our Easter eggs. It's amazing. Oh, but it's just a coincidence, right? Just a coincidence. Well, let's take a look at one of their top stylists. Now, granted, she's a stylist for other companies too, but her name is Loda Valkova. She's an admitted Satanist. And her Instagram is loaded with violent images of children. Oh, who would have thought? Who would have thought that one of the top stylists for Balenciaga would have an Instagram account filled with pictures of children lying in a pool of their own blood, children disemboweled, children being fed to animals, children being whipped and tortured? Who would have ever thought such a thing? Isn't that just amazing? All these amazing coincidences. We just happen to have that book by Michael Borman in the back. We just happen to have the roll of duct tape that spelt bail and Ciaga. We just happen to have the Supreme Court ruling on virtual child pornography. We just happen to have a top stylist who's an avowed Satanist and has an Instagram filled to the brim, obsessively filled, with images of children in various forms of torture and murder and horrible instances. And by the way, one of her friends is an accused of pedophile. His name is Gosla Robinson. I don't even know what his name is. But there she is in pictures with him saying what a great friend he is and everything. This is a guy who we have actual messages he sent to an underage boy trying to coerce him to send nude pictures. Literally saying, if your mom's home, go in the bathroom. Your mom won't follow you into the bathroom. The kid's writing back saying, well, my mom's in the bathroom. Well, when she comes out of the bathroom, she won't follow you in. The kid says, well, if not tonight, maybe tomorrow. No, no tomorrow. I need it tonight. That's what this guy's saying. Who's one of his best friends? Oh, just happens to be one of the top stylists for Balenciaga. Isn't that amazing? What an amazing coincidence. All these coincidences is happening to poor Balenciaga. Gee, if I were Balenciaga, I would feel godsmacked, right? Well, oh my goodness, how could all these coincidences be happening at once? Well, I got news. One of the top guys at Balenciaga once wrote, or said in an interview, Lada, top stylist, Goshi, the guy who's trying to negotiate nude pictures with an underage boy, and I, someone once wrote, grew up on child pornography and radiation from Chernobyl. That's why we're so effed up. Now, I know what people are going to say. They're going to say, oh, he was joking. I don't joke about that. Do you joke about that? Do you joke about people saying that you grew up on child pornography? You think that's funny? And by the way, if you thought that was so atrocious, why would you make a joke about it? You'd be mad, right? You'd say, can you believe someone had the nerve to write that I grew up on child pornography and radiation from Chernobyl? I'm suing them. I'm suing them for slander. You wouldn't be, isn't that interesting that he wrote that? And your best friends probably wouldn't be Goshi, who's trying to lure a underage boy to send pictures of himself in the bathroom, and Lada, who has millions of pictures of children in distress on her Instagram account. Correct? How many coincidences, folks? You know, when people tell you who they truly are, sometimes you just got to believe them. And you can't be an apologist. Now, are all these people rock stars trying to present an image? Are they Rob Zombie trying to be dark and whatever and mysterious so his albums will sell and he'll have people do a concert? No! These are fashion industry people who are trying to sell $2,800 sweaters. Their target audience is not heavy metal guys. The target audience isn't goth people. The target audience isn't music fans. Their target audience is elites. Very, very, very rich elites. And what is the message they are sending? Once again, if you're trying to sell a country album, you're probably going to want to be on the cover with your cowboy hat and your boots and your whole thing, and your album's going to be called something kind of country. We get it. We get why you're doing that. And that's acceptable. If you're heavy metal and you want to use all these dark imagery because you want to present a character or an experience or a stage show, I get it. I mean, I get it. I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of those people who see the devil in everything and say, oh, I'm offended by everything. I'm not one of those people. I am the farthest from that person you can get. But when it's right in front of your eyes, then you obviously can't turn your head and just say it doesn't exist. There's no reason for a fashion company to want to promote an image of dark Satanism and child abuse other than they're preaching to the audience they want to attract. And who's the audience that a $1,800, $2,500 sweater attracts? The elites. The elites. That's the only people it attracts. You and I can't afford that, right? Now let's go one step farther. There's a parent company of this wonderful Balenciaga fashion company that sells child mannequins with their genitalia placed in different places, on their head, on their back, grotesquely deformed child mannequins. That's what they sell. By the way, the CEO of that company is married to Selma Hayek, so Hollywood again, right? So how much more smoke and fire can there possibly be? Again, I'm not the guy who goes looking for every little clue somewhere and says, that means they're a devil worshiper. That means they're evil. That means they're sending a subliminal message. I'm not that guy. I grew up on heavy metal. I grew up on goth music. I grew up on horror movies. I grew up on all that stuff, and it's very innocuous and whatever. This is not. And I'll tell you why it's not. Because you don't have to look very far on Ozzy Osbourne's cover to see the occultish images, right? You know why you don't have to look very far? Because he wants you to see him. Because he's trying to portray an image. You don't have to look very far on a country western album to see the cowboys and the horses and the barns and the whatever, because they want you to see them. That's the whole point. Balenciaga, they hide them. They don't want you to see them. They want them to be very subliminal and only visible to the people who look very, very, very hard or know to look for them. You understand? If Balenciaga was to come out and say, we're going to do like a zombie thing where we're zombie wear and everybody's going to be dressed as a zombie, even little children, I'd be like, whatever, it's dumb, but whatever. No, 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 they're hiding it. Oh, it's a book on a shelf you can barely see. It's a little bit out of focus, but it's there. It's a paper laying on a table that you couldn't possibly read unless you zoom in. That's because they're dog whistling to their base, and their base isn't rich elites. Not most of them, anyway. Their base is these perverts, who I told you forever were actually there. Now they may be mixing up Satanism with hedonism, because I think they're more hedonistic. I think really what they are is, we're rich, we're elite, we'll do what we want, and if we want a child, we don't see any trouble with it. Even the apology that was given was worded in a weird way. It said, if we offended anyone, or to those we offended, and I am against, in any depiction of child abuse that I'm against, well, what do you mean? So there is depiction of child abuse you're not against? You see, what you got to understand about these perverts that a lot of people aren't saying is, they don't think having sex with a child is abuse. So when they apologize for abuse, they might say, oh, well, we weren't intending to say that a child should be killed or slaughtered or whatever. Okay. But you don't think that having sex with them is abuse. How do I know this? Because I listen to some of these perverts. And they say, oh, if it's consensual between a child, and it can be a loving experience, it can be this, it can be that. Baloney. Baloney. Now, I have somebody online saying that in the vampire community, they're using words like a pedophore. Well, look, here's the deal. Everybody's going to get crapped on for this that has any kind of we're going to go to the extremes, right? You're going to get the extreme religious saying, you know, Alice Cooper should be crucified. Well, you might be surprised to know he agrees with you. He's a Christian. He's using symbolism. It's just art. Same way with comic books. Oh, that's a horrible thing in a comic book. Whatever, it's art. I believe me when I tell you, I understand dark imagery. I understand artistic license. I understand being edgy and artistic. Being edgy and artistic and having an Instagram account filled with nothing but children being whipped, tortured, tied up, disemboweled, eaten alive by animals is not art. And if it is art, it's art meant for only one. If you went to my private account and I had a million baseball analogies on there. Ah, here's a picture from baseball. Here's another baseball picture. Here's a picture of baseball. Here's a picture of another baseball game. Here's a picture of a baseball stadium. Here's me in a baseball cap. Here's me playing baseball when I was a child. Would you get the idea I might be interested in baseball? Well, when I go to Lotta's account and I see nothing but pictures of children in horrible distress, torture, dismemberment, I get the idea she might be interested in that. You think I'm jumping to conclusions, or do you think that's logical? Because I think that's logical. I don't know about you. So Selma Hayek's husband is the CEO of that company. And you know what I noticed, what I think is funny? Hollywood is so quick to try to cancel people. Do you think in your wildest dreams, if Balenciaga had a photo shoot that in any way was derogatory to the trans community, the gay community, anything like that, that there wouldn't be 100,000 actors and actresses right now saying, this is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard of in my life? Not, where are they? Where are they now? Where are they? Well, we're rethinking, says Kim Kardashian. I'm rethinking my connection with them, but I really think they've apologized, and I think this is really? Do you know how many people have been canceled for much, much, much less? Hollywood's not outraged about this because this was commonplace for them. They were the very people that Balenciaga was dog whistling to. Oh, I'm sure there are people totally innocent who saved their pennies and said, I got a Balenciaga sweater because it's cool and fashionable, and I guess I'm one of the elites now, ha, ha, ha. And they didn't know anything about this. I'm sure there are people who did that. I'm sure there are people who are so superficial and material that they took the bread right off their table to buy a Balenciaga sweater because I'm a fashion plate now. But that's not really Balenciaga's customer base. Their customer base, the people who buy on a regular basis. And guess what? Face you play to. And it's a pretty damn low base as far as I'm concerned. They can't hide from this, folks. Now, are they going to get called on the carpet? Oh, they said, we're going to sue for $25 million. Well, that alone should tell you something. To you and me, $25 million is, you know, great. Balenciaga, $25 million, your whole reputation was ruined. If I was Balenciaga and somebody did this without my knowledge and I was truly outraged about it and said, you basically destroyed my brand, it would be hundreds of millions of dollars I'd be suing for. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. You've destroyed my whole company's reputation. Well, we're going to sue for $25 million. And then they dropped it. You know why they dropped it? Because it would have been revealed in court these people passed that ad campaign. You think for 1 minute that a photo shoot goes on in a multi-billion-dollar company, million-dollar company like Balenciaga, and they don't have a team of people saying, are you going to approve this ad? And they don't have a team of people looking at every single thing in that ad. Of course they do. It was approved by them. It was approved by them because they wanted it in there. Well, now's when we're going to go down a little bit of a deeper rabbit hole, folks. So I hope that you can understand where I'm going. I want to make a disclaimer first. I fully understand that what I'm about to discuss, there has been a plethora of false information, blatant lies, ridiculous fantasy about. But that doesn't mean some of it isn't true. Now, a very long time ago, there was a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, according to the left anyway, that a certain pizza place in Washington, D.C. was an outlet for child trafficking and possibly pornography. This led to people saying, It's more than that. It's a whole network of sex trafficking, and half the people who run it are really lizard people who turn into lizards at night and sacrifice children to the devil and made a mockery out of it. And because it became so outrageously over the top that no one would believe it, then they just dismissed every single thing about it as a lie and said, well, those are the people who believe people turn into lizards. You think I'm going to listen to them? Yeah, some pizza place in Washington has been earmarked for helping to distribute this type of stuff. I don't believe any of it, and that's what they hoped. But is it so outrageous that a fashion company would and a pizzeria won't? This fashion company is very clearly dog-whistling child pornography. They're very clearly dog-whistling. And there's just as much evidence against this pizzeria. No, nobody turns into lizard people, and nobody's sacrificing people under the moon. That's ridiculous. But it doesn't mean that something's not going on. And let me tell you something, folks. There's a woman called Maria Abramovich. She claims to be a performance artist and not a Satanist. I'm not a Satanist. Listen to her whole interview where she says, I've been so persecuted as a Satanist that I'm really just a performance artist. All my stuff that I do is just art and dark art, and I don't have – everything I've done has been misinterpreted. Really? Well, you had a spirit cooking dinner in which you invited John Podesta and Tony Podesta, which were big, big names in Hillary Clinton's campaign. And they replied saying, we're coming. Now, I don't have to tell – maybe I do have to tell you what a spirit cooking event is, but it's an occultish event where you cook with body fluids. Now, she says, we never cooked with body fluids. It's because I wrote a book on it, and it was just like a joke. Do you joke about stuff like that? Is that normal? Have you ever invited your friends over and said, let's have a mock sacrifice tonight? I'm going to bake a giant cake in the shape of a human being, and then we're all going to cut it and eat it. Do you do that? Because I got news for you. If you do that, somebody with a white coat is probably looking for you. But in the Hollywood elites, oh, that's just fine. That's just fine. And we shouldn't take that too seriously. We shouldn't take too seriously that she's got pictures on her site with her and skulls, just the same way as this Lotta has pictures of herself holding babies dripping with blood. Holding babies dripping with blood. Now, if Lotta was a heavy metal musician and she had a picture on her album cover of babies dripping with blood, you might say, well, maybe she's trying to make a comment on the abortion issue. Maybe she's trying to make a comment on how society doesn't treat their children very well. I remember there was a group called the Dead Kennedys, and they were wrongly prosecuted by the religious community for having a song called I Kill Children. Now, on the surface, if you have a song called I Kill Children, that sounds pretty horrible. But if you listen to the song, you realize they're saying this is the way our society kills children. They're making a societal statement on it. I get it. But she's not a musician. She is a clothing designer. She's not a rock star. She's not an actress. She's a clothing designer. So my thought process is you don't have to portray an image. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is make quality clothing, correct? So why are you obsessed with children in various forms of torture or some sort of distress? Why is Maria Abramovich obsessed with this? I'm a performance artist. Okay, you're a performance artist. Is everything that you perform about the occult and ritual stuff? So now when we look at this and we say, well, okay, it's very obvious that Balenciaga was up to no good. It's very obvious that Balenciaga is 100% guilty dragging pro-child abuse and pro-child pornography things in their ad campaigns and have been doing it for years. Why is it so crazy that someone from a pizzeria who might be like-minded might have a backup website where they're using cheese pizza to represent child pornography? Does that sound absolutely crazy and completely off the charts, could never happen under any circumstances? Or is that something that you just go, well, it's something to look into? You see, my theory has always been this. If I were to have a drug house right where I live, and the neighbors were getting suspicious, and I thought they might call the police on me, would it be outrageous for me to say, he's really a space alien, and he's developing some sort of super drug that's going to possess all of us and turn us into mindless zombies, and that's why we have to stop him and call the police on him? And the police are going to say, oh, these people who believe that, forget it. You get a call about him, forget it. It's these conspiracy theorists who think he's an alien, and just forget it. That doesn't mean I don't really have a drug house. You understand what I'm saying? So who are these people? Well, they're the elites. I know this. I am a musician. And I do play music that deals with some of the darker aspects of humanity. And if you invited me to a party where you were going to have a cake shaped like a human being, and everyone was going to pretend to ritually stab it to death and eat it, I would think that was weird. And I would say, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to that. That doesn't sound really like fun. Maybe if you're 8 and you just think it's a goof, but if you're an adult, you'd think you'd look at that and say, yeah, I don't think so. I think I'll pass. I don't think that's my crowd. Not these people. John Podesta proudly put up a picture of himself the day after this spirit cooking dinner with his thumb bandaged. No explanation. Didn't say, oh, I was fixing my roof and the hammer slipped. No. As if he was saying, yeah, I pricked my finger and let the blood go in the mix, right? Folks, it comes to the point now where you have to understand that just because you find something completely unbelievable, if you had told me that some high-end fashion company was dog whistling to child predators, I would have said, it's conspiracy theory crapola. Then all you have to do is explain to me the following. Why do they have a court ruling from the Supreme Court on virtual child pornography being protected speech on the table of a photo shoot where there's a 4-year-old? Why do they have a bear dressed in bondage? What the hell does that have to do with being a war refugee? If you're going to give us the excuse, well, the reason we have these models who look like they've been beaten up, they have, some of them have black eyes, some of them have bloody noses, and they're wrapped in these clothing and this dark photography, but they're all holding that bear. Well, I don't know too many war refugees who carry teddy bears. And then when the company CEO issues the apology, he says, we should not have promoted products that don't have anything to do with children in our ad campaign. A teddy bear doesn't have anything to do with a child? What does a teddy bear have to do? I don't know too many adults who carry a teddy bear. So a teddy bear has everything to do with a child. If that had been a normal teddy bear in the hand of that child, you would say that's perfectly normal. The abnormal thing is for it's in bondage gear. Just like it's abnormal for a model to carry a teddy bear down the runway. What's the assumption? We're underage. We're not really underage, but we're pretending to be underage. We got a teddy bear. Fire in our mouth. That's right. In one of the Balenciaga bags given to the models, they had some props. One happened to be, I guess, fake blood in a bag with a dead baby. Yeah, that's real. That's funny. That's what you want to give to your normal model to make them feel comfortable. Another is a pacifier. And, of course, one of their sadomasochistic teddy bears. You think that's normal? Do you think that's something that everybody sane would say, oh, that's fine? Time when you have to realize, folks, that even the most crazy ideas are possible. And Balenciaga's been exposed, 100% exposed. And guess what The View's saying? Well, you know what the bad thing about this is? It's a right-wing conspiracy theory now, and it's going to play right into the gay, lesbian hatred that the right wing has. I don't have any hate for gays or lesbians. I don't have any hate for them at all. Do what you want. Your life. I don't have to agree with it for you to like it. I don't agree with people smoking. People smoke. I don't agree with people drinking. People drink. I don't care. I don't care what you do. But do you see where the left goes immediately? This is bad for us. Not bad for the kid. Bad for us. Oh, this is going to make us look bad. What do you mean us? So basically you're saying the right wing are the only people who care about child exploitation? Oh, those conspiracy theorists. This feeds right into their wheelhouse. You should be just as outraged. You shouldn't be worried about what it feeds into conspiracy theory-wise. You should say, this is an outrage, and we will not tolerate it. If you're gay, lesbian, trans, whatever you happen to be, if you're a member of any lawful occult group or party, you should be standing on your chair screaming as loud as you can, this is not acceptable. And if you're not, I want to know why. I don't want these people in my presence, people who think this is okay in my presence. I don't care who they are. I don't care what group they belong to, left wing, right wing, Christian, pagans. I don't want any of them in my line of vision because they're not trustworthy people. There's something mentally wrong with them. And yet, I see no outrage from Hollywood. Oh, there's a few people saying, well, chill and don't wear Balenciaga for a few months. This will all blow over. Well, only if you let it, folks. Only if you let it. Only if you let it. And in the chat room, yes, you're right. People come face to face with conspiracy theories so monstrous that they cannot absorb it. Now, I am not, again, I'm a very rational person. The name of the show is Common Sense. My common sense tells me that Hillary Clinton does not turn into a lizard monster. My common sense tells me that Hillary Clinton and her associates did not hold ritual sacrifices of children in the moonlight. My common sense also tells me there's no reason for a pizzeria to have a backup website featuring nothing but children eating pizza with vulgar comments about all of those children. If I had a pizzeria and I innocently put up some pictures of children eating pizza and they got vulgar comments, I wouldn't backdoor my website. I'd take their comments down. Wouldn't you? Let's say you posted a picture of a girl and she's eating a slice of your pizza. And somebody writes, oh, well, the pizza looks delicious, but not as delicious as her. I'd say, oh, well, that comment's coming down and you're being banned. Instead, they say, let's have a backdoor website where the public can't see this. But if you're in the know, you can access the other website. We're going to post a lot of pictures of children. And you can make those vulgar comments, and we'll just laugh about them. And we'll all enjoy ourselves. Is that normal? Forgive me if I think that's not normal, because I don't. And I think that bears investigation. And I don't care if people think they're lizard monsters, and I don't care if people think that they're ritualistically sacrificing children in the moonlight. Let those people with those conspiracy theories have their conspiracy theories and whatever. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. And no one's investigated it. It's a fact that in the nighttime weekends, this pizzeria, which they have a right to do, I guess rents out or allows bands to play in the basement where the children normally are. The children aren't allowed in there, so fine, whatever. You want to have a night where you have bands. But I have a video of a particular band literally not only promoting having sex with children, but claiming that the owner is widely known for his proclivity and saying, well, we all have our preferences. So is it outrageous for me to think that if someone like that knows that, that that might be an individual you might want to look into? Is that outrageous conspiracy theory or is that common sense? It all ties together, folks. It all ties together. This Balancia, this whole thing with this pizzeria, this whole thing with all of these high-level politicians, all of this ties in. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm not sitting here telling you that, oh, that's conspiracy theory of satanic crazy people. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you that when you get to be so rich and elite that normal life no longer really matters. Everything you want is within your arm's length. Anything you can possibly buy, you can afford. You start to look for the darker side of life, and you start to say, what can I do that nobody else can do? And a lot of these people worship this hedonistic, and that's what I'm calling it. I'm not calling it satanic. For the same reason I don't lump the Westboro Baptist Church in with normal Baptists. It's a hedonistic approach that if I want a child, I should be able to have one. Same reason if I don't want to wear a mask, I shouldn't have to wear one. You should. You should be forced to. I should not have to. Well, the same thing, and that's Balenciaga's target audience, isn't it? The very, very wealthy elite. And they're using children to do it. Now, let's say that Balenciaga said, we're a very dark clothing company. We want to depict war refugee-type models in various forms of, you know, war-related type clothing, and they're going to have blood on their faces, and they're going to be dirty and have mud, and they're going to have black eyes and all that stuff. I'd say, okay, well, whatever. That's fine. You got a target audience, I guess. Kind of an apocalyptic sort of thing. Whatever. That sounds cool, I guess, to the people who want it. But that's not what you're promoting. I've seen your clothing. Pink sweaters that say Balenciaga. Hoodies. That's not dark. That's not dark. So why would you as a company make a business decision that we're going to be a dark, dark, edgy artistic type company? Sell normal clothes, but we're going to feature children. None of that makes any sense. And that's why I know you're not just artists like you're trying to claim you are. We're just edgy artists. A lot of our things are just artistic license, and we're trying to make, you know, some comparisons to whatever. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. That's word salad. But when you're obsessed with it, and it has to be in every one of your ad campaigns, it has to be in every one of your designers' Instagram accounts, when the people around you are calling you the product of child pornography, when people around you are being busted for sending messages to underage children begging them to take pictures of themselves in the bathroom, when the designers that are designing your clothes are best friends with them, when the photographer who's taking the shot has a goddamn Twitter that says, why can't we have child pornography if we can have guns? Then yeah, I get suspicious. Does that make me a conspiracy theorist? It's right in front of your face. And it's making every single person who tries in any way, shape, or form, I don't care if you're a gay or lesbian group, I don't care if you're a transsexual group, I don't care if you're an occult or a pagan group, I don't care who you are. It's making you all look bad unless you stand up and say, this is not acceptable. Because it's not. Not in any way, shape, or form. And a carefully worded, half-hearted apology does not make this right. If you're expecting, you see, this is another thing, and this is typical of the left. The left think everyone is dumb except them. you'll run into that constantly. If you're more to the right, if you're a conservative or you're more to the right or whatever, you will find that when you talk to your right-wing friends or your conservative friends, they may disagree with you, but they don't necessarily think you're dumb. The left wing constantly says, if you don't agree with me, you're dumb. If you don't agree with me, you're ignorant. If you don't agree with me, there's no point of us talking. So Balenciaga thinks you're dumb. So they think, well, all these dummies, they're just going to say, oh, it was an accident. Balenciaga hired a photographer, and they weren't the set designers, and they thought it was fine. And they didn't know all these things were in there until it came out. Then maybe you are dumb. Because that's not the way it works, folks. I've been on photo shoots. Very, very, very low budget compared to what they have. I can tell you that. And I'm telling you that every single thing that is placed in the way of the camera's lens is put there on purpose. And anything that is not welcome is removed. Because that's the job of a set designer. That's the very job of a set designer. And then once that is done, it is then sent to a team, not one person, a team of people, to say, is there anything in here you want to change? Is the lighting correct? Is the pose correct? Is the merchandise you're trying to sell featured in the way you want it to see featured? Is there anything in here you don't want? Do we have to redo this? Do we have to redo that? There's a million things, legitimate things, that may need to be edited on any photo shoot. If you are going to tell me that that team looked at those ads and didn't right away say, why is there a child holding an S&M dressed bear, which is very obvious. Why is a child's room filled with handcuffs? Obvious alcohol beverage cans and other things, let alone why is a piece of paper on the table that's a court ruling saying that virtual child pornography is protected speech? You got to be crazy. They knew it. They just didn't think you'd catch it because they think you're dumb. You're not their target audience. You're the dummies. You can't afford $2,800 for a sweater. Go to Walmart and buy your $10 sweater, peon. We don't want you here. Our ad is for the elite, and they know where we're coming from. You're too stupid. You're just going to look at this ad and say, look at the little kid holding the bear. Ain't that cute? That's what they think you are. That's exactly what they think you are. See, the elites are they are actually the real ignorant ones because they refuse to acknowledge that there are people who are not in their elite circle who are just as, if not more, intelligent than they are. And when they let their guard down just a tiny bit, which is exactly what they did with this ad campaign, they got caught. They got caught red-handed. And they realize now they're not worried that they're going to lose their audience. Do you think in a million years that I would say 80% of the people who buy that product would keep right on buying it if they admitted they did it on purpose? Because they don't care. It's not that they're worried about losing their audience for that reason. They're worried about, uh-oh, I better not wear this now because it's being associated with this and I can't afford my image. I can't afford my image to be tarnished. It's always about them. I'd keep wearing it if they were just promoting child abuse, but now that it's obvious they're promoting child abuse, I can't afford my carefully crafted image to be damaged. So I'll have to not wear Balenciaga for a while, and I'll say all the right things, and I'll say, yes, I agree, it was a little going over the top. They don't care about the kids. They care about their own image. That's the people, that's their target audience, folks. By the way, Kamala Harris's stepdaughter is a model for Balenciaga. How about that? Anybody telling you that? Anybody reporting that in the media? Or did I just find it? Did a stupid musician just find it? Here I am behind my keyboard going, oh, I'm nothing but a stupid musician. That's who they think I am. Well, I'm not. I'm on to you. And you know why I'm on to you? Because I understand. I understand better than most. See, there are people on here who've never understood anything about dark imagery or image cultivizing of, rock music or imagery as it relates to, one image representing something that it really isn't. There's a lot of people like that. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people like that on the right wing. They don't get it. They don't get it. So they're just like, oh, well, if you sing a song called I Call Kill Children, you must want to kill children. No, that's not true. You need to read between the lines. You need to understand what one thing said one way doesn't necessarily represent what it says. I'm well aware of all that. Taking all of that into consideration and understanding I'm coming to you from a very unique perspective. Do I think Balenciaga are Satanists? I don't know. I would doubt it. I think they're hedonists, and I think they're perverts, and yes, I think they're pedophiles, a lot of them. Because that's the only explanation for the way they think. I can't think of another one. If someone came to me with an idea of we're going to have a photo shoot for your album and it's going to involve a kid with an electric guitar that's supposed to be you, and we're going to have all kinds of satanic imagery around it, and we're going to have a court ruling on child pornography around it, I'm going to be like, are you out of your mind? Are you completely out of your goddamn mind? I'm not exploiting a child like that. Clearly, Balenciaga doesn't care if they're exploiting children. I'm not able to read all of the comments. I will read them after the show. But what I'm trying to convey to everyone, and I think everyone will understand, is this. It's very easy to call something a conspiracy theory. And it's very easy for the game of telephone to happen when it comes to facts. We know ourselves. You know, the neighbors have a fight, right? And from the neighbors having an argument about who's going to walk the dog, it becomes, one of them's cheating on the other one, and they caught him, and I think he beat her up, and the police were called, and none of that ever happened. But then if the neighbors say, we didn't have an argument. No, that's not true. You did. You did have an argument. It just got way taken out of proportion. Theory that you had an argument. Conspiracy theory speculating on why, right? Well, it's not a conspiracy theory that Balenciaga used court rulings on child pornography, inappropriate sexual objects in a child's room, based it on an ad that was supposed to be about the children's most precious prized possession, has a book sitting behind a model that depicts children naked, as young as 4 years old, engaged in cannibalism, torture, murder, and all kinds of other things. It is not a conspiracy theory that their photographer tweeted that we allow guns but not child pornography. Why is that? It is not a conspiracy theory that one of their stylists has a Instagram account filled with very questionable pictures of very violent acts upon children. It is not in question that she is friends with a man who was literally proven to have solicited a minor for naked pictures. And it's not a conspiracy theory that one of the top people there said that someone had once wrote about all three of them that they were raised on child pornography. That's not a conspiracy theory. Those are all facts. Those are all facts. Now, why they did it, you come to your own conclusion. I can only come to one. Because they were dog whistling to their target audience, which is what every single business does. It's what every single entertainer does. It's what every single business should do. You know who your target audience is, or you should. And every advertisement, every picture, everything that you do is geared toward reaching your target audience. That's what it's for. So am I a wild conspiracy theorist, tin hat wearing guy to say, it sounds very much like this group is filled with a bunch of pedophiles and people who seem to want to exploit children in very nasty ways and ways that are very, very inappropriate, at best inappropriate. Some of the drawings that Lotta had on her site, if they were real people, she'd be in jail. Let's just put it that way. So is that wild of me to think this, or should we all rationally be thinking this? And should we all be rethinking all the people that we laughed at when they said there's a little pizzeria in Washington, D.C. that does some very odd things? Or should we just say, oh, yeah, but somebody once said they were lizard people, so forget it. Oh, yeah, somebody once said they were ritualistic Satanists who took people out into the forest somewhere and sacrificed them, so forget it. Well, maybe they want you to forget it. Maybe they're the ones who planted those type of stories, so you would forget it. Maybe they're the people who said, let's make this such a wild conspiracy theory that everyone will be afraid to believe a little bit of the fact. But I know this. I know what I heard that band say in the basement. And they said that the owner had his own proclivities and he should be allowed to have those proclivities. And those proclivities were underage boys. I know that a college student hacked into the website and found out that they have a backdoor website to their business website, and it's filled with very inappropriate comments made on pictures of children eating pizza. And I also know that the FBI has clearly stated that cheese pizza is often used as a phrase to describe child pornography, CPCP. You don't want to say child pornography when you're asking for something, so you ask for a cheese pizza. The FBI's on to that, too. The FBI will do nothing. Nothing's going to come of this. Do you think in your wildest dreams, if you had pictures like this on your hard drive, that you wouldn't have the police confiscate your computers? How come everybody's computers are not being confiscated as we speak? Let's see what's on those computers. Let's see the outtakes to some of these photo shoots. Let's see what the hell's on the guy's computer who says, why are we banning child pornography and not guns? Let's see what's on your computer. Why? Why are we not seeing that? Well, probably for the same reason that we're not seeing a lot of the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. Probably the same reason we're never going to see anyone who lied to us about COVID, lied to us about lockdowns, lied to us about vaccines, lied to us about anything else, ever be held accountable. Probably the same reason that the FBI and the government, who clearly ran the show over at Twitter, and if you're going to tell me it's just Twitter, you know it's Facebook too, you know it's every single social media program they had their grasp on, they had an iron grip on them, to the point where literally the same guy who was heading up the Russiagate scandal was the lawyer over in Twitter, and he was literally erasing documents that would implicate the FBI in telling Twitter what to do and what not to do. Nothing's going to happen to these people. I wish I could tell you justice will be served. Justice is not going to be served. And a year from now, people will be wearing Balenciaga again, and Balenciaga will try to rehab their image, and they'll be good little boys and girls for a while, and they'll stop dog whistling and putting little Easter eggs into all of their advertisements so that their rather questionable fan base won't be vilified. And pretty soon it'll all be forgotten, just like Jeffrey Epstein's, Ghislaine Maxwell's client list. Where is it? Anybody asking for it? Now the big joke is everybody knows that Epstein didn't kill himself. Why isn't there an investigation then? If everybody knows it, and it can be a joke on the Academy Awards, how come it's not being investigated further? How come nobody's looking into it? How come everybody's just like, oh, we all know it. We're not dumb. We know it. Okay, well, that's not funny. If you know it, let's see what you know. And if that's the truth, someone needs to be prosecuted. I want to see Ghislaine Maxwell's client list. Why can't I? You've had her in custody how long? You mean to tell me when you raided that island and raided everything else, you found nothing? The FBI found nothing? Oh, but when they raided Mar-a-Lago, they found the nuclear code, except they didn't. But let's let the media talk about that for 6 weeks. Could be the nuclear code that Trump was trying to sell. And then you find out, nah, it was just mementos. Nothing to see here. After 4 weeks of denigrating the man. You see, the real crimes go unpunished. Crimes you make up. Well, those have a lasting effect. We're living in opposite world, folks. Don't let this slide. Demand. Again, if you are in a group of gay or lesbian or transsexual people, if you are in a group that's an occult group or a pagan group or a Christian group or whatever it is, don't let this slide. Prove to the world that the one thing we can all get together on, because God help us all if we can't, is that we will not tolerate the abuse of children. We will not tolerate the exploitation of children, and we will not tolerate pedophiles dog whistling to their crowd right in front of our face. If we all, as human beings, cannot get behind that, I don't know. I don't know if there's any hope for civilization. I mean, the first thing the Christians say is it's a Satanist. So, okay, well, I happen to think that it's possible that they're not Satanists. They're just hedonists. So how come, if you're in some kind of a satanic group, how come you don't come out and say, hey, wait a minute, we would never do this. That's no such thing. We don't sacrifice children. We don't exploit children. That's a myth. If you're in a gay group and they're saying, see, that's what these gay groups do, how come you don't come out and say, wait a minute, we don't condone this any more than you do. Don't put us into this. That's what I want to see. I want to see everybody reach across the aisle so we know that in this one instance, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter your sexuality, your nationality, your ideology. None of that matters. What matters is right and wrong. This is not an issue of ideology. This is an issue of right versus wrong, and there is never an instance, never an instance, where the exploitation, especially exploitation, sexual exploitation of children is okay. It's not. Giving you a laundry list of what some people will say coincidences about Balenciaga. How come nobody else is doing that? Did anybody else tell you that Kamala Harris's stepdaughter walked the aisle for Balenciaga? No. Did anybody else tell you that they've literally had this one particular guy who's friends with their designer and their chief executive officer arrested or at least questioned on attempting to solicit naked photos from an underage boy? No. Why? Why is this not all over the news? Why aren't you hitting the beehive with the goddamn baseball bat? Because you're afraid of what's going to fly out. That's why. And you're afraid of who may be implicated in what flies out. That's why. That's why we don't have Ghislaine Maxwell's client list. Because you're afraid. This goes deeper than anybody thinks, folks. And if you're waiting for the biggest alligators in the swamp to drain it, you're going to be waiting a while because it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But the one thing we can do, all of us, regardless of our ideology, regardless of anything else, is to make clear we will not put up with this. At all. And that means we need an investigation into Balenciaga and the people who work there. It's not okay. not okay for this Lotta whatever to have these images on her computer. Are they illegal? No. Well, how do we know? These are just the ones she published. If she thinks it's okay to publish these, brazenly saying, look what I have on my Instagram, I wonder what she has in private. When her best friend is trying to get a kid to sneak into a bathroom and take a picture with his mom in the room. Can't have it, folks. So I'm imploring you, regardless of whether you're a liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican, Christian, pagan, whatever you happen to be, I'm imploring you to speak up and say, no, this is not okay. You can say whatever you want about crazy Kanye West and what he said. 90% of it I disagree with. But I remember when he wore a White Lives Matter t-shirt and he was literally canceled by Hollywood. Beyonce Lago is not being canceled. You don't think this is worse? You don't think this merits more than just, I need to rethink my association with them. Maybe I'll just stay off them for a little while until the heat dies down. You don't think that merits something more than that? I do. I think it merits a full investigation. Because I can promise you, if you posted those type of pictures, if you did those type of things on your home computer and your neighbor found out and they sent what you, that those people have right now on their computer, your house would be raided. They would come to your house and they would say, we have probable cause to believe that you may possess images that are not legal. They'd come with a subpoena. None of these people are going to get subpoenaed. You know why? Because they know the right people. And they say, if I'm going down, you're going down with me. You blow the whistle on me, I blow the whistle on you. And then that person says, gee, if I blow the whistle on them and they blow the whistle on me, so-and-so's going to get the whistle blown on them. And then that person says, you better not. How high does it go? Well, it's not the average person working at Walmart that's affording $2,800 sweaters, I can tell you that. So how high does it go? It goes to the very rich and the very elite who think they're above the law and think that everything is theirs to own, including your children if they want them. Balenciaga told you that in their ad campaign. Your children are ours to do what we want. Well, they're our toys. You see the little teddy bear there? That's our toy. Your child holding it, that's our toy. If we want to treat them kindly, we will. If we want to treat them cruelly, we will. It's whatever we feel, because we're the masters. If today we feel like punishing them and hurting them, we will. If tomorrow we feel like loving them and giving them our affection, we will. You won't do anything about it because you don't have the power that we have. We have the power. You have nothing. You're wearing $20 Walmart jeans. We're wearing $2,000 Balenciagas. We're not the same. Well, you're right. We're not the same. Because you're evil, corrupt, horrible, decadent hedonists. Dream about this every day of my life until something is done. And I hope you will too. Because without everyone doing it, this is just going to fade into the sunset, folks. And it's just going to be one more story that you remember when. And they're going to say, we got away with it. We can do it again in another few months or a year or whatever. We just got to be a little more careful next time. We got to hide our stuff more. And yes, Hillary Clinton is untouchable. Hillary Clinton is 100% untouchable, as a person in the chat room is saying. I don't want to say anything evil that I don't know is true, but I will say this. I would speculate that Hillary Clinton could shoot someone dead in full view of everyone, and they would say, well, that was self-defense, even if they weren't armed. There's nothing the elites can do. See, this is the problem. This is why we're pounding our head into the ground, because there's nothing the elites can possibly do, no crime they can commit that they will be punished for, because they have everyone else on a chain. And that's why I'm saying, if we all get together with this one, we're not going to all agree on Hillary. Some people love her. We're not going to all agree on that. But Jesus, can we not agree that you can't exploit children? Can the pagans not agree? Can the homosexuals not agree? Can the lesbians not agree? Can the transsexuals not agree? Can the Christians not agree? Can the atheists not agree? Can we all just goddamn agree that you can't exploit children and hold these people's feet to the fire? Can we at least do that? Do we have that much humanity left in our souls that we can do that? Because if we don't, it's over. Society as it exists is over. Because if you don't even have the basic instinct to say we must protect the children, the innocent. See, that's where the hedonism comes in, folks. What's the most corrupt thing we can do? Is it rig an election? No. Is it lie about COVID? No, it's corrupt the youth. In Chicago, there's a teacher who's bragging to Project Veritas about allowing his students to play with sex toys. Not sexually play with them, but handing it to them and explaining, oh, well, is it better to use oil or spit? Are you kidding me? That guy would be toothless if that was my child. And people are just looking the other way saying, well, isn't it wonderful that there's diversity? No, that's not diversity. And you are never going to normalize pedophilia to me. No matter how much you try to shove it down my throat, no matter how much you try to make it normal, it is not normal. It is a crime, and you are a criminal. Period. And all these people should be investigated, but unfortunately, they're not going to be. Because just like Hillary Clinton, they're untouchable. They're better than you. You're the serfs. They're the masters. They'll dictate what you do until you finally had enough and say, not this time. I hope this is it. Because out of all the things that's ever come across, this is the one that I think we most all can universally agree on. And if we can't, all is lost.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.